Beside him, as he drove the staff car, the slumped figure jiggled, animated by the car. I wonder, he thought, if it was New Path that did this to him. Sent a substance out to get him like this, to make him this way, so they would ultimately receive him back. To build, he thought, their civilization within the chaos, if civilization it really is. He did not know. He had not been at New Path long enough. Their goals, the executive director had informed him once, would be revealed to him only after he had been a staff member another 2 years. Those goals, the executive director had said, had nothing to do with drug rehabilitation. No one but Donald, the executive director, knew where the funding for New Path originated. Money was always there. Well, Mike thought, there is a lot of money in manufacturing Substance D, out in various remote rural farms and small shops and several facilities labeled schools. Money in manufacturing it, distributing it, and finally selling it. At least enough to keep New Path solvent and growing, and more. Sufficient for a variety of ultimate goals, depending on what New Path intended to do. He knew something, U.S. drug restriction knew something, that most of the public, even the police, did not know. Substance D, like heroin, was organic, not the product of a lab. So he meant quite a bit when he thought, as he frequently did, that all those profits could well keep New Path solvent and growing. The living, he thought, should never be used to serve the purposes of the dead. But the dead, he glanced at Bruce, the empty shape beside him, should, if possible, serve the purposes of the living. That, he reasoned, is the law of life. And the dead, if they could feel, might feel better doing so. The dead, Mike thought, who can still see, even if they can't understand. They are our camera.